Been waiting for this day for a long time. How important is the launch of these two products for Microsoft?
Well, Windows Vista is the platform that almost the entire industry builds on, whether it's innovative hardware or software applications. And so having it out in the marketplace and letting them use that as the foundation for their work, it's very exciting. We had 5 million people help guide us in this, tell us that it's ready to go, and this is our chance to thank them and let everyone else get the benefit of all the work.
You really laid out the vision for where you guys were going at the Professional Developer Conference in LA back in 2003. From your perspective, how much of that vision is in what's shipping in the product this week?
We were able to achieve virtually everything we set out to do. We did not change the file system into a database-like approach. That turned out to be a little ahead of its time. With the exception of that, now the presentation richness, the security, the organization-type things that we have here, it's very dramatic. And obviously, we'll do more in the future, but this is the foundation that will make Windows computing far simpler.
How big a challenge is it to try and explain what Vista is to consumers?
Well, with software, the best thing is always if you can let people have about a 3 or 4 minute demo, and then they'll really understand why we think this is a big wow. And we talk about how it's easier. That's things like Surge, setup, user interface. Think about Safer, that's parental control, anti-phishing. Talk about better connected, the simple Wi-Fi capability, more entertaining. That's HD Movie Maker, DirectX 10 games. So the breadth of what we're doing just in Windows Vista alone is a lot to talk about. I don't think after you've seen it for 3 or 4 minutes, you'll say, wow, that's the same as XP. You'll see it's quite different. And given that people spend more time on Windows PCs than watching TV now, having that be the best experience possible is worth a lot.
Some of the early reviews of Vista haven't exactly been glowing, fairly lukewarm. I'm curious kind of what you make of that.
Actually, most of the reviews have been very positive. When you look at how far we've come from XP and how it makes the user experience different and how careful we've been to get the quality right, I've just seen a lot of great reviews. So that's fantastic. In some ways, people, they covered the schedule, but they forgot all the cool stuff that was going on. And so they're kind of amazed now that they look at, hey, this is what this has been all about.
Office and Vista just now becoming available for consumers, but they've been available to large businesses since November. Do you have any sense yet of how quickly businesses might be moving to these new products?
Well, we've got some huge customers like Citicorp with 350,000 desktops who decided to make that move fully this year. A lot more software distribution is done over the network, so you're not having to visit the machines. We provide infrastructure software, SMS that lets people do that, and that's in much wider spread use. And so it is easier for corporations to do the upgrade than it would have been in the past. A lot of people with their corporate licenses have these upgrades available to them, and so immediately, as soon as their customers download it, they've got the rights to use it. So we expect to see a faster uptake than ever before on a new version. Obviously, consumers have been faster to move to the new thing than businesses in general. But here we've made the ease of migration the best it's ever been.
Do you think that line between professionally produced content and user-generated, is that shifting? Will there still be a mix of those two things?
Well, once upon a time, a typeset document was a clear sign that a big company was behind it and had put some real money into it. Today, you know, anyone with a copy of Office and a laser printer is making documents that look as good as a big company. There's still a gap there in terms of movie editing, but now with this high-definition movie editor that's in Windows Vista, that barrier has really been changed. In photography, we have this stitching capability and rich automatic software algorithms to improve photo quality. And so I'd say the things that are out of reach of just a person with a PC is getting smaller and smaller, and you know, eventually we want them to be able to do anything, all of their creativity fully unleashed.